And good morning to Jason Kantz.
Good morning.
Second to last time we'll do this before Christmas, because before we know it, it's Christmas Eve on Sunday. And dreaming of a wet Christmas, it looks like. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, rain.
Hard to believe it's coming up that quickly, but
yeah,
and that it's going to be wet.
A lot of people seem to be saying, both in the business and private individuals, that Christmas snuck up on them. And I was saying, is it because of the lack of snow? It seems like that's played a factor for people.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. It just doesn't feel like Christmas without having snow on the ground. Mm-hmm.
So is this what Amy Grant meant? We just had a beautiful song from her, God Is With Us. Fantastic. And by the way, I'm doing Christmas A to Z today. So we started off with A for Amy and B for Battistelli. What will C bring us? Stick around and find out. But is that what Amy Grant, when she sings about a Tennessee Christmas? Because you're probably not dreaming of it being white, right?
Probably not. You know, they maybe get snow sometimes.
Yeah.
But not as consistently as we have, at least in the past.
We had a wonderful sales rep here, Caroline, and then she and her husband got into the food truck business, and they have moved to Tennessee here in the last year, so kind of missed them, but they're
sure
enjoying things down in volunteer country.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you been to Tennessee?
I've been there for a long time. Yeah, not for a long time.
Yeah.
I've been there a number of times in the past.
Conventions in Nashville?
Conventions in Nashville, yeah, mostly. I think, I'm trying to think if I've ever been to Knoxville. But yeah, Nashville primarily.
Oh, but is that where like Men at the Cross events were?
No, that was in Kentucky.
Kentucky, gotcha. Yeah,
which is Tennessee's hat. So
yep, I'm just kind of blending Southern states together. Sorry.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. They probably would mind.
Yeah,
but up here we don't care. So
it's
much.
Just one of those. My wife nannied, and after her freshman year in college, Peggy nannied a summer in Boston. And there was the Bostonian view of the world, and it's just like Boston's really huge and everything else is just whatever.
Right, right, exactly, yeah.
All right, sure. Well, our question of the morning, we serve it up to you. Whatever our question of the morning is, if I'm doing my job, I need to ask you, friend. So what is your favorite Christmas memory?
I would, you posed that to me about 5 seconds before we went on the
yes,
air.
Yes, I did.
You know, I would probably say in 95 when I proposed to my wife. And I proposed at Christmas, and I had it all set up that this thing, and she just wasn't getting the hint at all. And finally was able to convince her and to go up to my room where I had this whole thing set up, and of course she said yes, and that was many years ago, and so I would say that was probably my favorite.
So your proposal was on Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That is a very popular time to get engaged, isn't it?
I think it is. I think it is, yeah. Mm-hmm. And happily so.
I don't know, one of the ones that comes to mind is that, I mean, I can remember back to my grandparents, and my grandpa died in August of 74, and I never met the other grandpa, but, and one of the memory of it is, I remember grandma and grandpa were coming over, but grandpa had got, again, he got hit on the, he was a window washer, and he got hit in the head with an icicle, and so he was going to be late coming.
Oh.
So that's, it's at least a memory. It's not, you know, I know it's not positive, but.
Yeah,
but it's
right. Yeah,
that's what I can remember. Other than pictures,
sure.
You know, just remembering him even being a part of the scene. I think beyond that, there was one Christmas morning where I think I got a dartboard. It was like one of these big, like dartboards with like a baseball, and they took me downstairs.
Yeah,
took me downstairs to see it. So that was kind of a cool thing.
That's a cool Christmas present.
And if I can indulge, since I'm the third one, is I got these electric football games. You'd plug them in, and you put all the players, and then it's supposed to, you click a switch, and it vibrates, and they move.
Yeah. And yep, I remember those.
I got that twice, because both times on Christmas Day, the electric part breaks, and I had to tap it in the end zone to get the players to move, so.
That's a good memory, too.
But
those
are
probably worth something, though.
There are guys, exactly. Like, I think the company was Tudor or something like that. But there were guys who, like, in their adulthood, still play that thing.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
All right.
A little different than Madden football.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I've never gotten into that as much. Hey, December 21st, winter arrives, by the way, at 9:27 tonight, so I expect you to get up and celebrate.
Wonderful. Yeah, I probably won't, but yeah, thanks for the encouragement.
You will have been in bed an hour. All right, we've got Luke 2, 28-32 to close it out today.
Sure, and it says, Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace, as you have promised. I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nations, and he is the glory of your people, Israel.
Ah, and in Letters to the Beloved, you say, When Simeon saw my son, he cradled him lovingly while he sang, Lord, you have given me your peace, so that I may depart this world unburdened. Just as you promised me, my eyes behold your salvation, which you prepared for everyone everywhere. It is a light for Gentiles and glory for the Jews. I had given Simeon a glimpse of my kingdom where the borders are open and everyone is welcome. Beloved, my son is a glorious light for all people and a beacon of hope for everyone. Final word.
Yeah, I like that idea that the glimpse of the kingdom where the borders are open and everyone is welcome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want us to forget that, I think, in this Christmas season.
Very good. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you tomorrow. There we go.
Sounds good.
Our buddy Jason Cairns here on WWIB. Big announcement from OneFest this morning. We had it for you after our first song in the 6 o'clock hour, 10 minutes after the news broke on Facebook that OneFest, their fourth artist, we knew Jeremy Camp, the Friday night headliner, Toby Mac, the Saturday headliner, 10th Avenue North, reconvening the group, getting the band back together for OneFest, August of 2024, and Rhett Walker is coming. We learned that this morning, shared that earlier in the hour here on WWIB, so that's exciting. We are throwing it out to folks. What's your favorite Christmas memory? Getting some responses, the Wib Wake Up Facebook group, Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group, but a little bit slow in terms of people leaving it in their own voice on the listener line at 715-396-1670.
And that's why we have an incentive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I
have that
in my hand. It's very nice and pink, just like their boxes. One free 4-pack of cookies from Crumble Cookies in Eau Claire across from the Oakwood Mall. So everybody who does this today, and we may stretch it into tomorrow as well, too, but everybody who leaves a Christmas memory voicemail, 715-396-1670. Again, your favorite Christmas voicemail in your own voice, in your own words. Short is fine, but everybody who does that will be entered to win this free 4-pack from Crumble Cookies.
All right, it's the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB. On this Thursday morning, December 21st, 7:22 and 32 degrees, temp up 3 already. And our question of the morning, Caleb, what's your favorite Christmas memory? A couple of responses, the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. You've come in here and you've said, hey, let's incentivize this thing.
Yes. So again, everyone who leaves us a voicemail will be put in a random drawing for a 4-pack of cookies from Crumble Cookies. Again, just across from the Oakwood Mall in Eau Claire. So a great little treat as an incentive because we would love to hear this in your own voice. Again, text is fine, but in order to be put in the drawing, we just want to hear you leave us a short voicemail, 715-396-1670. Let's just wrap ourselves in nostalgia, a favorite Christmas memory for you, 715-396-1670. That's all it takes.
And we've got a listener who dropped us this message, the first one to respond to the Crumble Cookie incentive.
Hey, this is Brett from Cornell. I actually have two memories that come to mind. The first one is I had four sisters growing up, and so my mom, to keep things a mystery, would use a numbering system on the presents. And I remember my sisters and I would stay up practically all night trying to decipher the numbers of which gift was whose. We stopped short of doing algebra, but we never figured it out. And the second memory is when I was one, my late great uncle got me a model train that had a round track that would go around the Christmas tree. And every year we would set the tree up, we'd put that model train out, and there was a little spout you could put oil in and it would blow steam. And that train's still going today,
wow.
28 years later. So every time we get it out, it reminds me of my great uncle. So those are my Christmas memories, and I wish both you guys and everyone at the station a very Merry Christmas.
Caleb, Brett's was so good, I want to just give him the prize right
I
now.
I know, I know. And I mean, again, it's just exactly what we're looking for.
Hey, good morning, Mark and Caleb. Jody Wellscott from Oliva. Christmas Day, we have a tradition. My family on my mom's side has grown so large that we all drive down to Augusta and we rent the fire station in Augusta. And we have a big potluck and all of the aunts bring their favorite goodies and everyone else brings a treat, something that's special to them. And we all get together and have a nice Christmas together. So that's what I'm going to be doing on Christmas Day. It's probably the only time of year I see a lot of them, and some of them are getting older, so it's just really special to look forward to seeing them again on Christmas Day. So we'll be at the fire station, and it's kind of a different tradition, but nobody has to clean anything up, and it's big enough to hold us all. So looking forward to that. Wish you all a Merry Christmas up there at WWIB. God bless you.
Thank Bye-bye. You, Jody. Appreciate it.
That's wonderful.
She got the idea. My wife's side of the family had done that back when, like, the whole extended family had gotten together, and I think they rented out, like, the Elmwood Town Hall or something. So kind of cool to do that. We're getting your responses this morning, and I think we had a little bit of difficulty with the transmission of the one from Caroline, but we can just say she said she remembers a Christmas, an ATV ride, I believe.
Yeah, so we'd love to hear from you, 715-396-1670. A little incentive. We've got a four-pack of Crumbl cookies we'll randomly give to somebody who leaves us a voicemail sharing a favorite Christmas memory. Again, 715-396-1670.
All right, and more sounds of the season on the way with Rhett Walker announced this morning as the next artist, the fourth artist that we know of coming to OneFest 2024 in August in Cadott. But here's a listener on 715-396-1670.
Hi, this is Todd from Rice Lake. My favorite Christmas memory goes back to 1975. I was 15. Right before Thanksgiving, our house burned. And we were all displaced. Eight children, including my parents, so 10 of us, moved to all kinds of different homes temporarily. But by the time Christmas came, we were able to have a small mobile home, only a 10 by 40 two-bedroom mobile home put on site, and we're all able to be there together for Christmas. People sleeping on the floors, and it was kind of a mess. We were all together. That is our favorite Christmas.
That's a different one.
Yeah, man. And it is interesting how out of brokenness and hard times sometimes can come our most treasured memories as well. Thank you for sharing that, Todd from Rice Lake.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's another one.
Calling and
this one from the top. My apologies, I kind of messed that up on our friend here at 715-396-1670. Let's get it a listen from the start.
Hey, this is Xavier Lynch calling, and one of my favorite Christmas memories is a prank we played on our older brothers. So he wasn't too fond of getting up early, especially on Christmas morning, right? So one morning, my siblings and I, we decided to move his clock back a couple hours. So we went up when he was sleeping and moved it back 2 hours. And when 6:30 rolled around and it was time to open gifts, we all went up and pounced on him. And, you know, he looked at his clock and shooed us off because it wasn't time yet. So now, after we got our laugh, we told him the truth, and we were all able to laugh good about it. And that was a blast, but That's my favorite Christmas memory. Merry Christmas to all, and God bless.
Thank you, Xavier.
Yeah, thank you, Xavier. A wide range of comments this morning.
Yes, that's what's fun about it.
All right, we've been getting some great responses here this morning on WWIB to our question, what is your favorite Christmas memory? Get a little Dino Kartsanakis in the background, some classical Christmas as we continue to hear your responses with a Crumbl Cookie Prize incentive, probably to be doled out tomorrow. A four-pack of those delicious, irresistible, memorable Crumbl Cookies. 715-396-1670. What do we got?
Merry Christmas. It's Sylvia from Sorona. 1969, I'm pregnant with my second child, and my husband puts in my stocking a beautiful engagement ring. We hadn't been able to afford it when we got married in 66. But I went around with a toddler and a very large tummy showing off my engagement ring because I was loved and I am loved by God. Amen. God bless.
What a great one, Sylvia. Thank you so much. It's 715-396-1670 here on the WIB Wake Up Show, where we make the listener the star.
Good morning. As far as a Christmas memory, I have one that just sticks out in my mind from when I was young. Being fifth of six kids, most presents were family-oriented. It was something for the whole family. So one year when we came downstairs and there was a bike under the tree, it never occurred to me that it would have been for me. So I was quite surprised. I didn't even think to look at it, and they said, go look at the label on it. And I was just quite surprised to find that it was something just for me. So that was quite the Christmas memory for me when I was a little girl. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, Vicki. You can feel the emotion there. Not a pony, but a bike for Vicki's Christmas memory. 715-396-1670.
Hi, this is Kevin from Fountain City, and I think my favorite Christmas memory is me and my wife had a house fire. We lost our home, lost everything with the clothes on our backs. And my grandparents had taken us in, and we had a daughter who was born on December 17th. My wife was pregnant at the house fire, and we had a second daughter born on December 17th. And it was just sitting in my grandparents' house. They had a little 3-foot Christmas tree, and there wasn't much for gifts because we didn't have much. But it was so special. I will never forget, and I am so thankful for what they done for me and my family. And thank you. You all have a good Christmas, and hope to see you all soon.
Thanks, Kevin. And Caleb, that's not one but two this morning that have memories tied into kind of what happened after a fire.
Yeah, and maybe sometimes it's when everything we expect and hope for is taken away, we find the things that really matter. Thank you so much, Kevin. That was beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
All right, Christmas memories. It's been that kind of morning, and it's going to for sure spill over tomorrow, Caleb, because we've got more at 715-396-1670 stored up than we can get to, right?
Yeah, and again, we have that incentive Crumble Cookies 4-pack we're going to randomly give to one of you who leaves a voicemail sharing a favorite Christmas memory, 715-396-1670. But let's hear some more.
Yeah, let's do that. And here's one right now.
Hi, I'm just calling to leave a memory for my husband, David Hansen. He remembered walking door to door and caroling and sharing the gospel. And that's his Christmas memory. And our phone number, if we need to be reached, is...
Nope, we don't need to share that one. So, all right, very good. So that's a good memory to share here on the WIB Wake Up Show this morning. Thank you for that. Wife sharing on behalf of her husband. And we've got another one at 715-396-1670.
Yes, this is Kurt in Eau Claire. And my favorite Christmas, it goes back a ways. I was probably about 12 years old, and I got a new green Schwinn bicycle for Christmas that year. Had a headlight on the front. It had a shock absorber on the front. It was quite a bike for that time of the, at that season. So appreciate it. God bless. I know.
That's at least our second bike Christmas memory, the other from Vicki this morning as well.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt from Eau Claire. 715-396-1670. What's a favorite Christmas memory? We'd love to hear yours.
Good morning. This is Doug from Sand Creek. One of my most special memories about Christmas was I had an uncle who owned a TV repair shop in Sand Creek. Because of that, he had a 100-foot tower, and he used to put lights down the guide wires of that, called up there every Christmas or before Christmas, freezing cold. Had a star at the top, and then also had speakers up there that he could pipe Christmas music. Needless to say, it was the largest Christmas tree I had ever seen in my life, and you could see it from miles around. He was a special man, and will be missed at Christmas time. Thank you, Caleb and Mark, for all you guys do at WWIB. I've been very blessed listening to you all. Have a Merry Christmas. Bye.